did shrink.
Okay, or another way of saying did shrink.
Didn't shrink.
Okay, or another way of saying did shrink would be, just the past tense of shrink,
yeah,
would be.
Shrink.
What?
The
one I washed yesterday.
Was perfect.
Okay, or if it did draw up or shrink, whatever, you'd say it, yesterday it, what? Or you might say, lately it seems like everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Okay. And yesterday when I threw it in the wash, I pulled it out and it had
gotten shorter.
Okay. Let's see. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress fancy.
Okay. See, something you'd carry your money in, you'd call
a purse.
Okay. And if it was real small and had a little clasp on it.
Coin purse.
Okay. And a woman might wear what?
Jewelry.
Okay, on her wrist.
Watch.
Okay, or if it wasn't a watch, it might be
bracelet.
Okay. And suppose you had a lot of little round things strung up together and used to go around your neck as jewelry.
Charm bracelet.
This goes around your neck.
Beads.
Okay, you'd say
of
what?
Stones.
Okay, but talking about beads, you'd say of what of beads?
Bead necklace. Okay,
baby, Norma.
Yes?
How long y'all gonna be?
I can wake up enough and get started.
What time did you get up this morning?
I got up. Well, see, I'm slow. I'm the world's slowest person in the morning.
I don't know about that. You gotta see my daughter how she gets out of bed.
Oh.
1 foot goes out. Brings up and down and falls up, and she'll lay there triangle way, and she says, "I'm not gonna call you anymore. If you get late, you're just late." It's all right, Daddy. He'll take me to school.
Really?
And he took her to school because she was late. She had to put on her earrings.
Oh.
A girlfriend of hers pierced the ears up there at Roy Acres Ranch. She went up there and spent a week with this girl. Her daddy's a caretaker there. He's a retired Navy man. And they decided they were going to go ahead and pierce the ears because Joanne has her ears pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And her mama said they was cutting up and laughing and giggling and everything, and she never thought nothing of it. And so we went up there. They called us, and Mrs. Eagles, she called us. She asked us if we'd like to come out for Sunday supper. And of course, I don't like to go, you know. She says, "Well, come on." She says, "The girls, you know each other for about 3 months now." She said, "Why don't you and your husband and your son George come out and have supper?" So we did.
Mm-hmm.
Found out she had two strings in her ears, and I had to ask her where she got them from. She said, "Would you believe it?" She said, "Joanne finally put two holes in my ears, blindfolded."
Oh no.
She filled up and she just went, shoom.
Ooh.
I went.
Ooh, did
she
it hurt?
Didn't, she said she didn't feel it.
Well, great.
But when she pulled the thread too, she felt it, you know. And she said, she said, "I numbed the ears." She grabbed her both of her thumbs and rubbed the ear, one ear, till it was just numb.
Yeah.
And then she got a piece of ice and stuck it in the back.
Yeah.
And she stuck that, closed her eyes and zoom, you know. And my daughter was laughing and cutting up. I guess they're laughing and cutting up did all the work, really.
Yeah.
Because it took the scariness out of her. And my daughter says, "Oh my gosh," she said, "you don't know what happened to me." And I said, "I can see. I see two strings hanging out of your ears."
Yeah. Well, does it bleed when you do that?
At first, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then she had twisted a little string back and forth with alcohol and peroxide.
Uh-huh.
And John said, "Don't you want your ears pierced, Mama?" I said, "Forget it."
No way.
I waited this long. I ain't going to wait no more.
Yeah.
Oh, and it won't take but a few minutes. I said, "Forget it. I'll have a headache, sure enough."
Uh-huh. I had a headache just thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to do that stuff.
So she said, "Come on, let me pierce yours." I said, "Joanne, don't even come around here with a needle."
Yeah.